Yo, it gets lonely sometimes. Like, you really need to understand that. When you, like, some of you think so different than other people in so many different areas. And that's the thing, in so many different areas, you think's different, that it feels lonely at times. And I just want to be here to remind you that that is perfectly okay. Hope you guys are doing amazing. Here in the podcast, like I say, every time I record an episode, it's like a blessing and an honor to be back. And the fact that I was gone and very sporadic when I come here and when I go, it just means a lot that you all are still here tuning in, listening. I appreciate you all from the bottom of my heart. It's lonely living a life sometimes that people don't understand. It's lonely living a life that most people don't understand. Because sometimes you can be understood by the people closest to you, but then when you go out and you share this with just randomly, anyone randomly, and I'm sure some of you who talk to a lot of people and you've just learned over time to not even share all of your thoughts. Like that's how lonely like it can be sometimes. Like we don't Like, the second we start to share what we actually sometimes think about situations or what someone else is saying, it's just like we're just gonna separate them even more. You know, like I heard someone say something like, you know, there's no good people left in this world. Like, they literally said that. And you're just like, what, really? That's what you believe? Like, how can you possibly think that and expect to find someone? You know, like little things like that. And you just kind of hold your tongue now. I want to let you know that, not that I believe it's okay to hold your tongue, but I want to let you know that it's lonely living a life sometimes that people don't understand, that most people don't understand. But would you rather have that life like that? Or would you rather have a life that everyone understands? One of my favorite things to do, and I tell people this, not everyone, I don't even tell everyone this because of how I know how people react. But I'm always just like, if you're working a job and you're doing something, let's say you like it even, you know, but you have a desire to do something more, because that's what the key is. The key isn't that you hate your job and you hate your life. It's just that you desire to do something more. I'll say that again. It's not that you hate your job and you hate your pay and you hate working with the people. It's like, no, you just have a desire to do something more, which energetically can feel the same as hating it. Hope y'all follow me on this one. This might be a YouTube video. That's how deep this is. So for me, I was a pro athlete. I loved being a pro athlete. I still do. I still get offers to this day that I'm just like, oh, like, yeah, I could use that nice little salary. I could, but it's just like, there's something else that I'd rather do. And sometimes I realize when there's something else that I'd rather do and that I love doing that I'm not doing, it brings this feeling of like it doesn't feel good. And not like it doesn't feel good because it's good for me, like eating vegetables or going to the gym, but like it doesn't feel good like spiritually, like in my soul. And some people don't understand that. Someone who hates what they do, someone who hates their life, and someone who loves, really, who likes their life and enjoys their life, but they want to do something completely different than what they're doing, it almost is the same energetically. Okay, I hope you follow me. We should change the whole topic for today and just talk about that. But it's okay to not be understood. It's okay to, I mean, maybe some of you have even been to this point. I know I have a lot of times, most of the time now, is not even being understood by yourself. Not even being understood by yourself. Like, I have an opportunity right now to go and visit, a few people. I have a lot of connections in Colombia. And I have an opportunity to go there. I mean, I can go there and go back to where we were and see our friends and help out and be around people who are like family. We'll have a place to stay. Like, it's something that's like, oh, that's a dream. Like, I would have dreamed of this like 6 months ago. Oh, no, I was there 6 months ago. Like, 3 years, like 4 years ago. But now it's like, well, we've been there. We've seen it. It's not going anywhere. What if we go a whole different direction? Well, actually the same direction, but to a different place that we haven't been. This is driving me to want to do that. And at the same time, my friend's like, well, but you know people there, you can go there, you'll save money in the long run. You can stay there for 3 months and be perfectly fine with the visa situation. But it's like in my heart, it's just like we've seen that and we've explored that area. What if we take a different approach, a place that we haven't been yet, that's closer? And it's these little things like this where it's just like, it's sometimes tough to be understood even by myself. And I just wanted to send a reminder to some of you all, someone out there who is having these dreams and these thoughts and these ideas, and sometimes they don't make such great sense to you. And you really know that it really doesn't make sense to you when someone asks, why are you doing that? And you can't really come up with an answer. Like you just struggle to come up with an answer to try to explain yourself to someone because you actually haven't figured it out yourself. Which I believe is, that's your intuition. Doesn't really make sense. It's one of the first things. I did actually a program on that a while ago. I need to rewatch it because I was really into intuition a while ago. Like I was really into like finding the energetics of it. Like the actual intuition. Like intuition is the first voice that speaks to you, but it's also the quietest voice. And it's also the voice that doesn't make sense. It's why people ignore it. They stay at the place they shouldn't stay at. They stay with the person that they shouldn't. I'm guilty of this. Oh my goodness, I can't even count how many times. So I just want to remind you, it's okay to live a life that others don't understand. And if everyone understood it, then everyone would probably be doing it. And the people who do understand it, they sometimes have to even act like they don't understand it, because if they act like they do understand it, then why wouldn't they do it too? Like, hey guys, I hate working here. I don't have any time to see my family, see my friends, or have time to use the money that I make here. And if they say, yeah, we understand, you should leave, that would also mean that if you understand I should leave, then you probably should leave too. And you don't want to leave, so it's better that you just don't acknowledge that I want to leave. Better you just don't understand me to save your sanity. So hope I'm making sense a little bit to you. But feeling lonely, living a life that others don't understand is okay. It's okay. You know, I remember right at the moment when I was about to leave being a pro athlete, I had signed a 2-year contract. Everything was set. Like everything was set. Everything that I needed, I already had. The house is secure for another year and a half. I don't have to worry about anything. I literally can just stay in my house the whole summer, not even go anywhere, and just stack all that money and save everything. And a year after my contract, I was a year into it, something was like to go. Like now is the time to go. And it was strong. I ignored that for a year, that feeling. Because I was like, I got my goal of being a pro athlete. I was like, I want to go to a team and I want to win a championship with the team and I want to get re-signed with the team. And then stay with that team until my career's over. And I did. We won the championship. I was the best player. I was the best player on the best team. We won the championship. I was making the most money I'd ever made. And had the potential to make way more than anyone else because the team had so much money. And then we go into the last game because we'd already secured the championship and now we were doing like a playoff series. Like it's like something totally separate. And one of the guys walked by me and said, hey, I'm so sorry. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, so sorry you won't be here next year. I looked at the guy, I was like, what do you mean I'm not going to be here next year? He's like, yeah, I read it this morning. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I like ran. I remember like I was there maybe 2.5 hours for the game. I remember leaving the stadium. And as I was walking down the street, I just stopped someone and everyone in the town, almost everyone in town knows who we are. And I was like, did you read something in the paper about us? And they're like, yeah, it's about you and 4 other guys aren't going to be coming back. And I was like, what? Because our team has so much money that once we won the championship, instead of re-signing our same team like most teams do, they ended up going to a league that was higher than ours and paying people in that league to come down to our league. And it was just like, what on earth? And that was like one of my big signs of like, I'm not supposed to be here. Like sometimes things have to happen that statistically should never happen to get you back on the path that you're supposed to be on. That stuff doesn't have to be a traumatic injury or a death of a loved one. It can be something as simple as this was the plan, this is how it always works at work, and it didn't work that way for me. And there's things that are always pushing you, so I want you just to be aware of the signs as well. This is like 4 podcast episodes in one. If you guys realize the power of this, you'll replay this again. But all to get back to the fact that it's okay to live a life that no one understands. Because I guarantee you, the people who don't feel understood by anyone will understand. I understand you. I love you. Stay strong and keep going towards what it is that you feel drawn towards. That's what you were put here to do. And this is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.